Today, the families of seven victims of a school shooting in Canada filed a series of lawsuits against OpenAI. They claim the company's chatbot, ChatGPT, helped the shooter, and they allege that OpenAI and its leadership failed to alert authorities about the imminent threat. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has been following the case. And Jeff, tell us a little more what these lawsuits are about.
Yeah, these lawsuits were filed this morning in California. They come after this terrible tragedy in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia. Earlier this year, a school shooter killed five students and a teacher before taking her own life, according to authorities. She wounded many others as well. The shooter was on ChatGPT months before the incident occurred. In fact, ChatGPT's automated system actually alerted the company's trust and safety team to what the complaints call gun violence activity and planning. That team then recommended OpenAI's leadership contact Canadian authorities, according to the complaints, but instead they decided to ban the account. However, the shooter simply created another account and continued their queries. Again, that's according to the lawsuits.
How does OpenAI explain that decision, banning the account?
Well, in a statement to NPR, they said, quote, "We have already strengthened our safeguards." They also posted a lengthy blog post which said that they notify law enforcement when there's, quote, "an imminent and credible risk." But in a letter to residents of Tumbler Ridge last week, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman basically admitted the company had made a mistake. He said, quote, "I am deeply sorry that we did not alert law enforcement." Some say this is part of a bigger problem, though. I spoke to Tim Marple. He used to work for OpenAI's safety team, but left in 2024 over his own concerns about how they operated. He says, unfortunately, he's not surprised they didn't report what was going on, and he believes OpenAI should be required by law to share information in cases like these.
We already have mandatory reporting for other kinds of things that are used for terrorism. We have background checks for gun purchases. I mean, these systems exist.
Jeff, go back. These lawsuits are claiming that OpenAI's leadership was negligent, like the human leaders of the company. Do they make any claims about the chatbot, its role in the shooting?
Yeah, they do. Although the chat logs between ChatGPT and the shooter aren't yet public, the fact the safety team wanted to alert authorities suggests it was alarming. And these lawsuits allege the conversation resulted from a design flaw in the version of ChatGPT the shooter was using. Allegedly, it was reinforcing and sycophantic and incapable of stopping the shooter, recommending that she get help. Jay Edelson is the lead attorney for the families. He says this shows ChatGPT is a defective product under California law.
We think that ChatGPT is a fundamentally dangerous product. It is something that actively engages in and encourages violence.
So these families are also pursuing product liability claims.
Jeff, in just a few sentences, if the lawsuits go forward, what are the stakes?
The product liability argument is a relatively new one in the legal world, but it's catching on. We've seen several other cases using it. Some experts I spoke to worry that this flood of lawsuits could stifle innovation in the tech sectors, but others said in the absence of strong regulation, these lawsuits are about the only way to hold back these to hold these companies to account.
That's NPR's Jeff Brumfiel. Thank you.
Thank you.